are back. You are listening to the one, the only David's Den. That was the number to call in now if you want is 845-986-8804. That was quite the change of pace from the normal nonsense that we did, but it was very, very worthwhile.
It was absolutely worthwhile.
So we want to thank Pip and David for sharing their stories, and you know, hopefully everybody's a little bit more aware of what is going on out there.
I think awareness is the key, and I think what you also said, the old guard. The old guard dying out.
I'm a poet, aren't I, Joe?
Well, old guard dying out.
We gotta wait for them to die.
They gotta die. And I have no problem helping them achieve that.
And at least a sense of urgency of recognition on how this situation can be handled by new rabbis, priests, so on and so forth.
It's all power. It's all power. Whether it's the U.S. military or the principal or God, it's all, or mommy or daddy, it's all power. And that's why, you know, one of the things...
Abuse of power.
Yeah, well, that's what I was talking about. I was emailing with Sensei Ferdico from Family Martial Arts. I go, well, that's one of the reasons why my daughter is taking martial arts, because that's a base of power that's going to be very hard for somebody to take away from her.
Right.
So, you know, it's all about empowering, empowerment. So it's always been in the forefront of my head. But I think, as David said, it's very generational. It's it's a new way. I mean, Joe talked about with the Santa Claus, you know, how his hands are always showing.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking, oh, boy, I can't be too close. Hey, get your butt down. Can I say butt to an 8-year-old? You know, it's like.
When I was substitute teaching, I was always very, I mean, and, you know, some of the kids were very emotionally needy, you know, and they want a hug from the teacher or something. And it's just like, oh, you know, you got to be careful not to touch the kids
too much.
It's
like, you know, like when a little kid will run up to you, it's Santa Claus. And he hugs. I make sure I give him a little pat, but I don't. When we're taking a family picture and everybody is there, I make sure. My hands are visible.
Or on mommy.
Sometimes
that's okay.
I wish I could put them on mommy. But no, I'm visible and stuff like that, because you don't want even to give the inclination. I would never in my mind ever do that, but
no,
I don't want to give the inclination anywhere.
No, and you know what? It's sad that we have to think like that, but you have to. You have to protect yourself.
All right. Let's switch it up. Let's do what we're known for.
Yeah.
Because it ain't that.
No, it's not.
No, I think, not to pat ourselves on the back, I thought we did very well with that, but we're also about shenanigans and scammers.
Yes.
So we like to combine the two.
Yes.
So let's do a little scamming the scammers, if you will, as we welcome Sickly Sue back. When we can find this song. There it is. There's a lot of things I'm maneuvering here. That's enough of that. All right, where we last left off. We said a final goodbye to really Fifth Mike. Really, one could argue has contributed more to their show than other full-time members of the show. Belinda.
Why are you looking at me?
Such a central point of 3 years of our show.
Really?
But we bid adieu to Belinda. But we're not out of the scamming the scammers business.
No, because there's so much more to touch.
Sickly Sue, as you recall, was scam baiting Mickey Wynn.
Yes.
Mickey Wynn, as you will recall, was the brother of Mavis Mills, who is the ex-girlfriend of the dearly departed Dick Eldorado. If we keep a track of this, and is part of Belinda's scamming ring.
Everybody get out your scorecards.
You really need
it. I wish I had my keyboard with me. I'd set it to the soap opera organ and stuff.
See, this is why Belinda's more valuable. She would have had the keyboard. Somebody else would have paid for it for her, but she would have had the keyboard.
Yes. Fresh out of Malmart.
Ah, very good. So we will do a little Sickly Sue, because then when we get to some scam busting stuff. But let's see where we last left off. When was the last left off? All right, August 5th of 2013. Mickey Wynn said to Sickly Sue, "Send me your friend request." Now remember, Sickly Sue's whole gimmick is she's always sick, so she can't do things. And if she's not sick, a family member's sick.
It's
great.
Sick. That's a deal.
And Mickey's thing is like, hey, how about you send me a phone, $50, we move in together, let's make it happen, baby, it's all love.
And she's like, oh, I have this explosive diarrhea, all right, get right over to Western Union, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the shtick.
Yeah, I love it.
So on October 6th, Sickly Sue says, I accepted you again, Mickey. There's been quite the hiatus.
Wow.
And he goes, thanks, my dear. And she goes, no problem. I thought you wanted nothing to do with me. He goes, oh, you joking, right? She goes, no, I told you I thought that. And he go, and October 7th, he responds, "How are you doing today? Hope you feel better."
Oh!
Who knows how long these ailments last?
And, Tom is saying, "Can we play What Disease Does Sue Have This Week?"
That'd be a fun game.
And I said, "I thought we were already doing that. She pukes. Drink."
That'd be fun to combine with What's in My Pants.
What?
What? Like, what STD does Sue have today?
What's in my... That's not where I thought you were going.
General warts, you win! No, nobody does.
Tom's guessing shingles.
Yeah, okay. Okay. October 7th, she goes, "I'm fine. How are you?"
What?
I know. He goes, "Great. I hope your family's doing good, too." Look at Mickey covering the bases.
Yep.
Somebody might be sick.
He's learned.
He's a good little scammer boy. She goes, "Yes, the family are good, and everyone here is starting to think about Christmas, LOL.
Okay.
Well, good. He goes, "Oh, that's nice." She goes, "Yes, I love Christmas and time with the family." He goes, "Okay." She goes, "What have you been doing since we last talked?" He goes, "Well, nothing much, just same old thing." And she goes, "That sounds pretty boring, LOL. Why do you want to be my friend again?" And he goes, why did you have to unfriend me in the first place? You know I love you so much.
Ay, ay, ay.
Not buying that, Joe?
No, not at all.
She goes, "I told you I had a problem with my Facebook account and lost lots of my friends." I don't know if that's true or not. I don't think it is, because I remain friends. That might be a lie by a scam baiter.
But how could you have, what problem could you have with your Facebook account?
Facebook can, like, lock you out, can delete people. Facebook does all sorts of shenanigans.
They can delete people?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. It's amazing you've withstood the test. So he goes, "Okay, babe, I got to go to bed now." And she goes, "Okay, good night." And he goes, "You too." And I think she sent him a kiss. And you know what? Since we got so much other stuff to do, I'm going to leave it there. That was just a little taste.
Okay. And she was well during this.
I think that's the takeaway, which is a word that was banned on the ban list.
No, I think it's still a good word.
I agree. It's a very good word. But that was the takeaway. Sickly Sue is unsickly Sue, and the family too. So we're looking good. Everybody's looking good.
Now, Sickly Sue is the scammer or the scam?
Scam baiter,
okay.
Yeah, she's my friend.
Okay.
She's my friend. Mickey is Mavis's
brother.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Which, you know, potentially could have been Dick Eldorado's brother-in-law. Things would have broken a little differently. If somebody checks a spam filter, who knows?
don't put all the blame on me. You killed him.
He killed himself. It was an assisted suicide.
By your hand.
But we blame them. We blame the scammers, and that's the important thing. And curiously enough, they weren't that concerned. They really did.
They're
what
awful.
About the money?
And I was going to go, they're awful people. Yes, Joe, they're awful people. They're scammers, stupid.
And that's Joe's takeaway from 3+ years of doing this show. So I think we'll leave it there. I know it's just a tease.
Yeah, I know. We'll be clamoring for more next time.
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully Sue will get sick again.
We can only hope.
Yeah. Hopefully something will befall her and we get the ball rolling again.
All right. I want to do a little. I'll do some scam busters because we got some Ann Jackson and some others and some Yuliana Avala stuff.
Jackson.
And some Yuliana Avala stuff I want to get to.
I haven't been livid in a while.
I find that hard to believe. Oh, hold on. You're hearing the same music again. What do you want me to tell you, Joe? There we go. Is it playing? It should be playing. Are we frozen? I think we're frozen. No, we're not frozen. No. It just took a while to kick in. God bless you.
Thank you. It's too late.
I hear it.
No, she was talking about the blessing.
Yeah. It's too late for me.
Oh.
God will not bless me. The music's very, very, very low.
It's because I have the mics on. I could shut the mics off.
Oh, that's...
I'm going to prove the show.
Oh.
You're going to make me cry.
Honey Bunch, I didn't mean that.
Why do we have to fight?
No, Honey Bunch, that's all right.
Somebody needs a trip to Virginia.
It took me a moment to think on that when you wrote that, and then I just I effing died.
We had ground zero when you got that text. I was kind of hoping you were.
I kind of, but I didn't get it, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, ha, 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 I got it now.
That would have been hilarious if you were watching what was going on at your pal's house and got that text.
Yeah, that's what I was there.
That's what I figured.
And then I'm reading. I'm like, what?
All right, very very briefly to let you guys in and. Joe's pal Anthony and Opie are having a lover's quarrel, a spat. And when Joe and I had our lover spat, it took, you know, there's a state that's for lovers. And that state is Virginia. And Joe and I were trapped in a vehicle on a 5-hour drive.
And we hashed everything. It was the best thing that ever happened to us and the show.
Yeah.
But we hashed, we laughed, we cried, we almost fought, we argued, cursed at each other. Then we got to Virginia and put on one of the most kick-ass shows him and I have ever been involved with.
So some Opie and Anthony fans, and I guess it expands wider because there's so much collateral damage.
Yes.
Are aware that Opie and Anthony are having this big, first it was social media, now that's brought to their stations, blowouts and everything. So I text Joe yesterday. I'm like, uh-oh, sounds like somebody needs a trip to Virginia.
While I'm sitting in the background, as I sit in the background of the Ant show, and I'm sitting there, and I wasn't really caught up because I'm not on Reddit that much or Twitter and stuff like that, and I didn't know how severe things got till I got down to Ant's, and then I'm like, wow, all right. And then he sends me that text. And it really got, I mean,
I don't want to talk about this. Right. We'll talk about them off the air.
All right.
Don't worry, Brother Joe is doing a show about their shows. So,
all right, so everything's covered.
Yeah, all exactly.
Right, we do what I do.
Yeah, 3 degrees of Anthony doing shows on it. We don't need to do that. Because the two main guys have shows where they can discuss it.
And so does the brother.
Exactly.
So, what? Really. So we can go on our own.
Yeah. Got that off the agenda?
Yeah, all right, we got Ann Jackson.
Exactly. We're not doing Ann Jackson right now.
Fiddlesticks. All right,
wait. Yuliana Avalos. You remember Yuliana Avalos, right, Joe?
How could we not?
Absolutely, yes.
She was the girl who was used by Belinda, her picture used to scam me. Then, of course, we did some more research into Yuliana Avalos, and it appeared that she was scamming. I say appeared because her boyfriend of 10 years confessed it.
And initially, she was the lead witness in that lawsuit. That
Match.com, $1.5 billion against Match. $1.5 billion against Match.com. She was the lead witness, and we had the evidence that the mainstream media did not want to bring forth, but we kind of forced her out. Now, the lawyer was very, very angry with me.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Don't invite the both of you to a cocktail party. Holy smokes.
Yeah, he was very upset with me, and he threatened all sorts of horrible things to me. Legal action and everything. So shortly as this is going on, a victim, an alleged victim of Avalos, tracks me down through the website. Mm-hmm. We actually get a decent amount of traffic from what we've printed on davinsden.com under the busted section on that.
We do, really?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Well,
people read. I help. I don't
outstanding.
Tell,
very good.
Yeah,
very good.
You know, people ask me. I try to help them and everything. Whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's like, hey, I'm a victim of the real Yuliana Avalos. Now, I had heard stories about this before, but I couldn't get to that person.
Yeah.
That person wouldn't respond, and it was like in 2010.
And I think you mentioned across the year or so that very thing where he was there, but you couldn't.
This is that person.
Right.
So he recently said, you know what, you can go forward with this stuff and everything. So I go, yeah, sure you are. Everybody wants to be the victim of the real chick. I mean, we know she's helping scammers.
Yeah.
But to allege that she herself is actually scamming, that's some heady stuff.
That was good news for us because we knew it all along.
Well, yeah, but to go out on the air, you know, we couldn't do that.
Right.
So I go, I'm gonna need some evidence of this. So he sends me
to help a brother out.
Screenshots of Western Union payments that he sent to her. Audio of a few messages that she left him, which I'm gonna play in a few minutes. I believe I'd actually played that for you guys off the air about a year ago. I think I did.
You did.
I think I did. I played that for you too, but never on the air.
No,
because I could not.
Because we didn't have the validity for it. I remember.
No, because he wouldn't give me the permission. At this point, I knew.
Right.
I knew. Also, I have some titillating video of her that she customized made. I got a short little snippet. So
customized for him.
Customized for him, and we know, you know, through our research that she makes videos for people and everything. So how does Yuliana Avalos allegedly get to scam somebody. How does that happen? Well, as we know, Avalos has put herself out there as a victim of scams, of her identity being scammed.
Right.
And everything.
So she claims.
So what happens is these guys find her. Hey, I was scammed by somebody pretending to be you. Like, if I didn't know I was being scammed, like Agnes/Belinda did with me, mm-hmm. you know, pretending to be Juliana.
Yes, we had the pictures up on that.
Right,
yes.
Right. So, hey, I've been scammed by this person. It's so nice to meet the real person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a decent human being goes, hey, you know, either just says, listen, I really can't talk to you, or I'm sorry to hear this. And then there's the people, to use the word again, grooming.
Yeah.
Use the word grooming. So what she does is she does typical scammer stuff. This is all through his emails to me. Got pages and pages of this stuff. I'm doing it very, very briefly tonight. Maybe at another time I'll show more. I'll talk about it more. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just wanted to get this out there because I was finally given the permission to get this out there. So she claims to fall in love with him, the scam victim. So you can imagine.
So Juliana claims to fall in love with the victim.
Yes. Yes. You can imagine the excitement of, oh my God, I was scammed by somebody pretending to be this beautiful girl, if that's what you think she is, this wonderful girl, and now the real one loves me. Cha-ching. You can imagine the excitement somebody would have. With the a million to one chance this would have.
You know what? I've got two feelings here. First of all,
one's
I'm
yes.
like, first of all, it's like, really? Really? Really?
Really? No, clear soda. That's all right.
Okay. Really? But if you're that vulnerable and you've been through that.
You've been through the ringer, man.
You've been through the ringer.
We're talking about emotional rape.
Emotional rape. And you're in that mindset. And now this happens. Yeah. You can be all in. You can be all in.
Well, so, and obviously they're in love with the person that they thought was behind that picture, so that picture is very
right.
You
but,
know,
but now you're
connection.
Now you're
talking
on the phone to a real person,
and it's that
now you're having
mindset.
Those real video chats that you could never have.
And it's so despicable what she's doing because she's taking advantage of people that are in that vulnerable state.
It's completely despicable, and this is what we knew, and this is why we know where she is in Florida. And the FBI's done nothing, but whatever. So.
Yeah.
Who am I to say?
Yeah,
I think I just
guys looking at us like we're assholes.
That was
really?
Like anti-scammer Tourette's just then.
Huggable hangers. That was my huggable hangers.
I got to look for those.
Yeah, please do. I got some ideas for them.
Well, because you have such an issue with like little pointy bits on your shirt. Do you?
Well, it's good lucky you get the sports jacket for the show. You want
all right, back
nice
on task,
the car,
stupid. Back on task. So she's like, so... Now, she's grooming him.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking to him and everything. Oh, I really like you. Really interesting. They're talking on the phone. But what about the guy you're living with?
On the phone.
They're talking on the phone. They're videoing and everything. Yeah, this is real. Now, he lives out of the country. She lives in Florida.
And he...
So they haven't met. They haven't physically met. But she's really talking to him. And but you got this guy that you live with. What's with him? Ah, he means nothing to me. You're all I care about, boo.
He's just rent.
I'm with him because of the kids. We have an understanding. It's an arrangement. All right, cross that off the list. Next thing you got to do, you start asking for the money. And all she does, she sucks him dry. Sucks him dry. Now he's buying her a new iPhone. She's posing with the pictures and everything. All this stuff. And remember, she's basically got a bounce house business. And she's getting like all these expensive purses and top shelf stuff and everything on a bounce house business. Are ya? Are you really? And a couple of internet things. So he's losing all his money now. Now he's broke. She don't care. She keeps it coming with more and more of the typical scammer stuff. No, baby, I'm going to lose my house. That was one of the things. I need it for rent, for the mortgage or something. I remember reading that and everything. Typical scammer stuff.
Yep.
Which, if you go back to the Busted page on davinsden.com, you'll see I have her directly linked to scammers with the pictures and everything. So why not? Hey, here's my picture. I'll do a customized picture for you. How about some tips? How about you help me how you do the business?
Yeah.
Would it be worth going back to, was it ABC that gave? It was the 2020?
Yeah.
Now, do you think, now that this person has come out, do you think it's worth going back to 2020 and going to them? Really? Really?
I got to see what he's willing to do. Obviously, obviously, if there's going to be an interview, I want it on this show first.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's like, really, ABC poo-poos us?
ABC don't care. Forget it. Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll worry about ABC when the time comes. We got other fish to fry. But what the problem is, we have this real, live American scammer who still, by the way, is fooling a quote unquote anti scammers who stand by her because you're a dope. and she's playing the victim, and she's in the United States.
Stop. She's not a dope. And I've said this.
No, not her.
Oh, okay.
The anti scammers.
Oh, okay.
Stand by her.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, she's not a dope.
No, because my contention through the whole thing is she's either that stupid or sly as a fucking fox.
All right. I am going to play the two voicemails left to this person. I'm going to play them. I'm going to shut off our mics while they are on.
So I forgive you for, thinking the way you think, but I'm very tired of you always thinking weird stuff in your mind, like I am some freaking scammer or something, which I'm not, because I make my own money. I work with bounce houses. I work with MCA, so I'm making my own money. And do you think I have time to be talking to all these guys? No, I don't. And for me to talk to you and take my time to talk to you is valuable, and I really hope that you appreciate my time that I give you, because I do give you a lot of time. This is the last chance that I'm giving you, because every other week you come with something different, something negative that you have to talk to me about, and I really don't appreciate it. And I do love you, and I do have feelings for you. I built these feelings in 2 years, and I can't get rid of them, and I do dream about you. And people that don't love each other would not dream about each other. So, that tells you right there. So I need you to start changing your attitude towards me and trusting me and trusting and believing what I say to you. And I do bring up a lot of personal stuff to you. So I hope that. Okay, so I.
All right. So there you go. Now, you notice the trust thing.
She's playing right out of the scammer playbook. This is the same stuff that we've been hearing out of Belinda, out of Agnes, out of Flory. That whole guilt thing.
Yeah.
That whole thing that I've been. How could you say that I'm taking advantage of you?
You make me feel bad.
You make
you
me
say
feel
now,
bad.
In her defense, I mean, if you feel like. If you're in a relationship and they're questioning you, you would say, you got to trust me. It's a typical thing to say. But the point is, this 2-year relationship. Bitch! Yeah, you're living with your boyfriend of 10 plus years and your 2 kids. Knock it off, you whore!
Has he bought the iPhone and all these other.
Yes!
Yeah, then she. Like I said, either she. She seems like a bitch, okay?
Does she, Joe? Going on the ledge.
In a regular relationship, if this was legit, she seems like a bitch.
To him, this was legit.
Right.
This is a 2-year relationship.
That seemed to him like a bitch. However, she's working out of the scammer's playbook. It's the
exactly.
She is so one of them.
Ugh.
I mean, to the fault on the way she goes. It's the whole business model.
Right.
Like if it was a franchise, this is how we do it.
Scammer us.
How is it going to say that?
It's the perfect example. If I might say so myself, it's like a franchise. Well, you go about this. You bring in people. This is the playbook that you work out of.
Right.
Making
what we
people
talking
feeling
about? It's a script.
Guilty.
Yep, absolutely.
It's like a script.
Yeah.
So it's like almost she's a despicable person.
Ugh.
No,
yes.
We all agree on that then now.
Yes.
Yep.
We could all hold hands and sing Kumbaya, yes.
So, after the show, usual.
Oh, I love that.
I have been sitting on this for months and months and months.
Because
he didn't want me to go forward with
right,
it.
Right. Yeah.
So I still have it, so come and get me.
It must have been frustrating when we were going head-to-head with her lawyer going into the Match.com thing. When he was saying, "Well, you're this and you're that," when you knew,
well, that's why I really wasn't worried.
Right?
It's like, you want to come at me? Come on at me.
I still hope this guy gave you the permission. He finally did, but it's still.
No. If I was going to court, I was bringing that in.
Oh yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to reveal it to the media if he doesn't want me to. And as much as I wanted to for our show, and because I think it helps people and it's important and everything.
Yes.
But I won't do it because I don't want to violate the trust. But if it's court, hey, all bets are off.
And just because of the dollar value of that lawsuit, And the people that he was choosing, you know, Avalos, and then that other woman, Susie Nebraska, or whatever the hell, Susie Midwest, Susie Nebraska, whatever the hell,
Susie Nebraska,
Iris out of Iowa,
Iris Iowa. But the thing about it is,
Dakota.
This guy was trying. Yeah, but the thing is, this guy is listening to you. I'll do that. You're nothing more than a stupid ambulance chaser.
Yes. I saw your eyes.
I was just reading what Tom was saying, and I missed this, so I'm not sure who he's referring to exactly, but he goes, what has he been sitting on, a fist mounted to that chair? I'm like, who are you talking about?
Again,
it's out of context, but it is funny.
Again, as we've talked about, not everything in the chat needs to be read on the air.
Well, you asked me it's why my eyes popped open. It's usually something,
Somebody needs to get out of his hotel room in Jacksonville. I'll leave that there.
You asked me what I was talking about. When my eyes pop open like that, it's all usually
right.
Tom.
All right, it's usually Tom. Why do I need to ask? It's Chucker. It's formerly Trucker Tom.
We have a segment out here. What did Tom say now?
Yes.
Could be a new game.
Actually, he was very flattered that he was that you jumped over and made Belinda fifth mic, because that means he's fourth.
Yeah,
he's
that's like, right. Oh, absolutely.
He's like, I'm
I've
a
said
rung
that.
Above the scammer. All right.
Yeah, keep on with these fisting things. Not so much. But all right, so what do you guys think of that? And then we'll move on to Ann. Jackson.
Oh, he said it was about you.
Fuck you.
You've been sitting on this, you've been sitting on this for months.
Oh, well, then not really. Fuck you.
No, you've been sitting up for months. What was he sitting on? A fist mounted to that chair? So it was about you.
But he's a great kid. What I feel is I would really love to have Avalos brought out and showed and have her displayed as the phony fake fraud she is.
I think I just did.
I think you just did. On our show, but to more of a forefront.
Well, whose fault is that, people, for not listening?
I know.
But that was frustrating because people were not.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. We weren't taken seriously. Whatever. The show's different now. We've gotten enough press where they have to take us seriously.
I know. Right. It looks like a bunch of clowns, but it's like, no, she is a phony fraud, and now we got, you know, some evidence.
So, so I have the evidence, and, you know, maybe at some point I'll go through all the emails from him and go through the details and everything.
Right.
But, if at some point I can get him on the air, I'd love to. I don't think that's going to happen. I'd love to. But I just want to get that out there for the people. It'll probably never wind up on our website, but maybe it will. I don't know when the website gets fixed. Anything's possible. But I wanted people to know that what I have.
Yeah, no, so, that's good stuff, because it you know, you always wonder in the back of your mind. I mean, for a while we were wondering about Belinda. Oh, God, what if she really is just like some, you know, some woman who's actually in love with you? Oh, my God, what are we doing? Now we're the scammers? And it's like, it's nice to have that confirmation. Nope. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Well, in the next clips that are going to be coming up, we've also had, I think on the best of, was the segment where Belinda actually called Davin.
Yes.
And when he was in a hotel room.
But she was Agnes at the time.
Agnes, I'm sorry. Agnes called Davin while Davin was in bed sleeping at the hotel on the road. But
3 a.m. stupid.
3 a.m. Yeah. 3 a.m. But the thing about it is that she called, but you could distinctly hear a gentleman feeding her lines.
Yeah.
So what they try to do is they try to fool people thinking it's the real woman, but they're that stupid where you could hear them feeding the lines.
I got a little tease, and then we're going to move on. I got a little tease in that vein. Here's why I'm going to do it. I'm going to let you guys know in the coming weeks, there is a conversation I had with a scammer, and in the background, you can hear guys speaking in their language, and I got the translation.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to do that in a few weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's awesome.
I've had that for a long time,
Joe,
too.
Get the powder puff. Powder my ass. Poof, puff, poof, puff, boss.
We finally found your role.
Yeah.
So we'll do that in a few weeks, too. So we got stuff to look forward to. I told you this Belinda stuff, even though I'm not talking to her. I said, we're not done yet.
I never discounted that. I knew that there was not an end to this. So,
well, there's an end at some point.
But there wasn't a thing with the saga.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to your pal, Ann Jackson. Shall we do a conversation with alleged American soldier Miller?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Before we do, are we going up for Mr. Davins?
Yes, that's a good point, Joe. I was just thinking that. How many Mr. Davins?
Oh, okay.
Me, I'm going for three.
Three Mr. Davins?
Yeah.
Alleged. How many alleged Mr. Davins?
Oh, yes.
The subset of Mr. Davin.
Let's see. I'm going to do One Mr. Davin and four alleged Mr. Davins.
I'm gonna do three. What did I say? Three regular, a legit Mr. Davins, and I'm gonna go in for two alleged.
Two alleged.
Okay, three regulars, two alleged. I feel like I'm ordering a pizza.
I was just thinking that. It's like soda on a diet and three alleged.
Yeah. We have the chat is dividing it up too. Okay, guys.
A chat divided.
Let's see. So Tom's got two regulars, alleged five.
It does sound like we're ordering pizza.
It does.
I'll have an unleaded Mr. Davin. Top it off.
We're going to get one Mr. Davin with sausage. We're going to get one with
one
meatballs
with
where nobody bitches.
And that alleged Mr. Davin, does it have gluten in it?
Yeah. All right, the guy will be here in 15 minutes. That's $5 each.
Wait, are we getting soda?
All right, that's $7.
Well, that's a fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Do we need to read this or can I go?
Okay. We have, I'm down for one Mr. Davin, four alleged. Joe has three Mr. Davins, two alleged. Joe's girl says two Mr. Davins, three alleged. Lisa is down for two and two. She's splitting her bets.
Two and two?
Yeah.
All right. This is from September 21st of who knows what year. This is. it's from October 26th of last year, me talking to her. So she sent this to me, but she had this conversation in September 21st. I don't have the year. This is between Ann Jackson and J.H. Miller.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. All right. Very good. All right.
A real American soldier who found some Taliban gold and needs some help and also hunts scammers. That's just a swell guy.
So he found some Taliban gold and wants some help.
And wants to help Ann. He wants help with the gold, and he's going to catch scammers.
All right, now you're probably sitting there going, yeah, Joe, I just said that. Where we have this whole thing with she thinks she might be in with them in the
Right. Born
in the gold.
And cahoots.
Cahoots, where she claims that's not the case. So this is very important when you're reading here.
She goes, I do not want to listen to you. And she goes, sorry. He goes, is not real human. She goes, that is not my problem. She goes, I cannot go to Facebook account. She goes, fuck you. She goes, all of this. He goes, maybe they hacked it. She goes, I will shut down everything. I did prove the truth. The war will happen soon. Remember, she's always talking about wars. In Russia, in 3 years, it is truth. I have no idea if Melvin listens to me. Of course, Melvin Santos, Dr. Melvin Santos, alleged secretary of the United Nations. Of
you don't know if he listens to her. No. Yes, because she's the great
Maybe he could talk to Putin.
Confidant. Yeah.
She's the great baboo. I have no idea if Melvin listens to me. He goes, he does. Miller confirms, hey, you know what? I know the secretary of the UN. I, but a lowly soldier, know the secretary of the UN.
We were talking about you,
he
Ann.
Does. He listens. He listens. he has traveled to Russia today. She goes, what I said is real. Of course it is.
Oh, God.
She goes, all of this is from the Talibans. She goes, how ironic. She continues, UN is stupid. Just go home. I hate the war. I do this for the next generations, not for me. Many anti-scam sites love my theory. Do they?
Do they?
Wow! I cannot believe this. They thought me as a scammer. That is to pay for. Well, that's skipping a page.
No, like,
they thought me as a scammer. Never! That is your problem. He goes, I never asked you to pay anything to me. Why are you doing this to me? Pay what? She goes, never come to me. I will block you out forever. Please return the money to me. He goes, how much? How much you need? She goes, I can send you all. She goes, I owe my company over 1 million Japanese yen. They come to collect the money I have.
I wonder how much that is.
Let's see.
That is all to pay for your gold bars. So she's saying she took money from her company to pay for his gold bars. That's what she's saying.
I'm sorry. What's the word for
Meshuggah?
No, buying gold and bringing it illegally.
Stealing? Laundering?
Wasn't it laundering? Yeah.
She goes, return the money to me. And then she goes, fuck off. So leave me forever. He goes, let me get it. Apparently it's in
the satchel. This is going to sound like my divorce proceedings.
She goes, leave me forever. Return the money to me as soon as possible. Then never contact me. He goes, please, stop this. She goes, you destroy my real life. He goes, never.
By the way, 1 million yen is only $8,300.
I'll walk it off, stupid.
Yeah.
It's the cost of doing business.
All right.
He goes, hello, Anne, although he uses her real name here, and it wasn't used before. Hello, Anne. She goes, return the money to me. Fuck off my life.
Fuck off my life.
This is all I want. He goes, I will. She goes, so fuck off. He goes, as you might be surprised to see here, okay. She goes,
oh, when you told fuck off three times, you know what else you request?
Not
you
only
have.
Fuck off my life, Joe.
Yeah, what else
now she means
business. What other request do you have?
Exactly.
I'll have to go fuck off.
What's a scammer to do?
What's a scammer? You know, she did say three times.
That protocol, business is business.
Argue, you know?
That'd be a great t-shirt. Fuck off my life. No.
Oh, come to Stupid's merch table near you.
I know, really.
Just make sure it looks nice, Stupid, while I finish up.
I saw the look on his face. He was planning the design.
Make sure you get enough extra larges.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a big type of t-shirt, Joe. You're not going to get too many petites.
Extra larges and large. Mediums don't move. Smalls, so you'll never move.
Right.
From the guy who's never sold a t-shirt after a show.
Am I right or am I wrong?
He's right.
You can be both.
Mm. You know I'm right. Why are we arguing about this?
I don't
continue.
Know. You know, I got to quote Ann Jackson, and I commit the same feeling.
It's not
going to
be
you.
Complimentary.
I want you to listen closely, Joseph. Never bother me. Do not forget to tell your lover. All right, I don't want to convey that to you. She goes, not to bother me. Do not forget to tell your lover not to bother me. He goes, no, lover. She goes, there is nothing to do with me. It is your privacy. He goes, God knows, please. She goes, never contact me. I will stop the scam. I will shut down everything. He goes, it is you I love.
Oh, that's shameless.
Which is shocking, considering.
I know.
Playing that card. She goes, I do not love you. I do tell you. He goes, you said you love me. She goes, you think her heart's melting here?
No.
Joe? It's love, baby. Love.
Fuck off my life.
I don't know.
She goes, fuck off.
Ah, I was pretty close.
Right, you're probably sitting there going, why are you being so distant right now? Because I'm kind of equating it to...
I wasn't thinking that.
All right, but I...
Yeah,
I
just,
all right.
I enjoy the distance.
I'm but the reason I was sounding like that is because I kind of equate it to the Avalos thing. Where she was like, you know, don't you care about me? Don't you do that? You know, and it's almost the same way where he's going, I love you. I love, you know, it's that dig, that, you know, that emotional dig. You could see where, even though it's different situations, the pattern is the same.
Oh, yeah. But I love you, baby.
You know, or, you know, why would I lie to you? I wouldn't lie to you, but I love you. But it's the same.
Why don't you trust me?
That passive dig.
Yeah.
That they're setting a calm tone or a rational tone in this insanity.
Manson's a calm tone compared to this broad.
All right, more of a, I know, but they're both, Avalos and, who's the soldier? This
Miller.
Miller are kind of setting a rational tone in this insanity.
You know, if Miller had a radio show, he might be in tears.
Just caught that. Just caught that. And your new rug almost caught soda.
It's clear. It's the clear soda. Spit away.
The cat will lick it up. It'll be good as no.
So she goes, fuck off. He goes, no.
Standing his ground, is
it? I will not fuck off.
And doubles down and says, fuck off my life.
Uh-huh. Ah, my favorite new term.
She goes, I really found one. Please, never bother me. Just return the money to me. I will block you out. Interpol must do something. Where is Eric Bohr? Where is Green? Miller? He's in South Korea. Jackson? Green? And Bohr, says Miller. She goes, Eric Bohr also? Why? Miller goes, yes. Miller goes, to keep North Korea away from South Korea. Apparently those two are going to meet. They're going to pick up the lands and meet. They're going to...
To keep... And there's only one man that can do it.
Eric Bohr.
He's standing on the middle of the bridge. Nobody crosses this
line. Stop it.
Eric Bohr, Parker Green. Two men can stop one war with two countries.
Who's going to bullshit King Jamil and take his money?
We don't need a demilitarized zone. We have Eric Bohr from Interpol.
That's right. Da, 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 da.
He's so scared. Kim Jong-il is so scared. He combed his hair.
Yeah, DMZ stands for damn money zero. That's right. Yeah. It's late.
So Jackson goes, there are many scammers there. And Miller goes, and also Burr scammers. Funny you mentioned that. And also Burr scammers. Jackson goes, Kim? North Korea? Brown? Where is he? Miller goes, still in jail. Jackson goes, Brown? Remember, this is Brown Cotton, the FBI guy.
Right.
Jackson goes, Brown? Miller goes, is in Malaysia.
He's just got a map, and he's throwing darts at it.
He took an airliner. It's gone.
Jackson goes, why? Miller goes, he'll be arresting a lot of scammers there. Willie.
But do you see how he's turning her around?
Oh, yeah. He's completely deflected.
He was told to go to hell, fuck off, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts throwing and said, really? Jesus Christ,
tell me more, you asshole.
Yeah.
We've talked about this when her problems with me is this guy, Miller, pretending to be Miller, is telling her what she wants to hear. She wants to hear that these guys are working on this and fighting scammers.
But she, in a matter of a paragraph, she's been totally dissuaded.
Yeah, she went from fuck off to really?
I mean, she was done. Well, you know, go to hell, give me my money back. Oh, really? Jesus Christ, in Korea? I mean, how stupid
I
can you be?
I hate to interpret feelings with fuck off my life. Maybe it was meant in a loving way.
Uh-huh.
Fuck off my life.
Try that on your wife
really
later.
I doubt
let me know how that works out.
I really doubt
I'll
that.
I'll warm her up
sorry.
With the regular fuck off, and then I'll build up to the fuck
the
off.
The fuck off my life. By the way, Tom says, Harrison Ford in Eric Bohr.
Sounds like a gay movie. What the hell is he talking about?
It's not Bohr into Eric. It's Eric Bohr.
Confused.
First, Harrison Ford needs to learn how to fly.
Oh, Joe. It wasn't like it was a German plane. Or a Malaysian one. He will be arresting lots of scammers. So he's dealing with scammers, Jackson says. He arrested Omar, Jackson says. He told me. Miller goes, yeah.
Good old Omar.
I don't lie.
Jackson goes, he is mafia. Omar. Miller goes, they're going to High Supreme Court. Let's just make up some shit.
The High Supreme.
Yeah, they all smoke.
Like Cheech and Chong. All right, man, you're guilty. Yeah, man, put him in jail, man. I'm doing that, man. Calm down. It's the High Court, man.
The man of half a dozen voices plus two.
Thank you.
That's eight for those keeping score.
Thank you so much.
High Court, that was two.
You're guilty, man.
I don't know if it's Cheech and Chong or you congested. I'm not sure what that's.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. A
little bit.
So he goes, they're going to the High Supreme Court. She goes, he can speak English very well. Omar. Miller goes, yes. I think he's just like mailing it in at this point, Miller. Whatever, you crazy nut. She goes, another woman is also good at English. Miller goes, he was born in UK. Jackson goes, Omar. Miller goes, yes.
I'm glad they're excited.
But Miller's like, but he is Arab. Criminal. Jackson goes, I think he also gets involved with Jimmy. Remember, Jimmy was their friend that got killed.
Oh, right.
He is black mafia. Do we have to call your pal?
But I also think, though, is like you're saying, he's phoning it in right now because he could play her like a fiddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you had to, with Belinda and Agnes, have you had to haul ass PDQ with keeping things going? I mean, with her, she is just so...
pliable.
Yeah.
Mm, good word. So she goes, he is black mafia. Miller agrees. She goes, there are two Omars.
You've got to be kidding me.
Epps? And which other one? What's the other one?
Moreno, former player for the Pittsburgh Pirates
Thank
and
you.
New York Yankees.
I knew there was at least two.
Sure. Okay. And Jackson goes, one is not good at English. Miller goes, Omar Fletcher. Oh, it didn't have that on the Omar list.
Omar Fletcher.
Omar Fletcher.
Why not? Jackson goes, yes. Miller goes, good. And by good, I think she means she bought this shit? Okay.
It's like, oh, phew.
Omar Fletcher. Sounds like the guy that drives the Hilo. You know, who's that high-low driver? It's Omar Fletcher. Tell me, got a trailer coming in. Got about three skids, you know?
Jackson is ready to go now. She's hearing what she wants. He hacked Bank. I think Maybank. Miller goes, he will serve 55 years. He hacked Maybank.
He hacked Maybank. He'll serve 55 years. Hey, just throws it a knife.
He's a lawyer
another
now.
Another shovel of horse shit. He just like,
Sure, she's all in now.
It's like I missed the spot. Oh, yeah, I missed the spot.
Jackson goes, how about the woman? Pretends to be Eon Bank. Clerk. Miller weighs in. Yeah, she'll go about 40.
Oh, geez. Again, the dartboard.
This army soldier is just, he knows all this shit.
He knows everything.
He does. He's very bright. I feel like he's wasted.
Dude, I think it'll be about 40.
Hey, man, could just sit there and dish out justice.
Yeah, not for nothing. I think we send them to ISIS and just wrap this war up.
Oh, you get 50, you get 70, you're going to die, you're going to get the lynch, you know. All right, let's get out lunch.
Yeah.
You know, and get this wrapped up by lunch.
James H. Miller, making up shit as he goes along. Yeah. Why? Because that's not who he is. Miller goes, she would go about 40 years. Jackson goes, her English is good. So damn it good. Unlike mine.
Whose English are we talking about?
I think this woman.
It's so damn it good.
So
her English so damn it good.
Jackson continues. She knows money laundering. Miller, yeah.
I'm sorry. Who knows money laundering?
These people that hacked the bank, Omar and company,
and that Ann Jackson is involved with.
Well, no. She's not saying but she's saying they hack banks and they know money laundering. Right. Miller's agreeing. She goes, they plan to kill Jimmy with that Thai woman. Please return the money to me. Damn it, bitch. I thought we were off the money.
I know. Nope.
Let's
nope.
Focus on the arrest and keeping North and South Korea apart.
I know.
Now, yes, Miller,
don't be so
again.
Selfish worried about your concerns. We got wars to fix.
She goes, please return the money and look for a good woman for yourself.
What?
Thanks, Nana. Christ.
Thanks, Nana. Are you going to find a good woman?
We're calling from the fake Mahjong table in Boca.
She goes, it's the right time to leave everything. He goes, what do you think he says?
Fuck you, my life. No, no.
No, that's her line.
I know. I'm teasing.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay.
He goes, no, I can leave you. I think he means can't. No, I can't leave you. I just have to kill myself, Anne.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
She goes, where are you now? Doing what? He goes, in the office, talking to you. In the office? The UN office? He goes, at the base. Stupid. at the base. Yes. She goes, UN is corrupted. Miller goes, no. Miller goes, they are not. Ban Ki-moon. I think he meant the real UN secretary, Ban Ki-moon.
Oh, okay.
I think that.
I thought there was some guy, Ben, that was looking for cancer treatment.
But that would be Melvin Santos. Yeah. But, I mean, that would mean Melvin Santos isn't the real UN secretary, so I don't get that.
What?
They lied!
No, but for him, Melvin
Why
Santos
has
to be.
Why would he mess that up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ban Ki-moon. And Jackson goes, North Korea. Miller goes, is a Christian.
What?
Miller goes, Jackson goes, secretary. Miller goes, yeah.
Neither of them's understanding.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
it's like an operation of gibberish.
Miller continues. He's the one that asked them to cut the 10% transfer charges to 5%. A saint, I tell you. A saint. She goes, it is too much for the victims. So she's trying to stick up for the victims here.
Okay.
She goes, no one can pay. Fuck off.
That's the way she closed that?
No, I was just looking at you and thought that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like what?
That's...
No one can pay. Fuck off.
Fuck off. not much of the negotiator.
Let me tell you, I would have felt better if that was addressed to me, because that's like crazy.
Well, maybe you could bring her in to help you with the plumbing. Sometimes you... What, you won't pay? Fuck off.
Yeah.
She continues, these scammers kill the innocent people. He goes, it is payable twice also. She goes, no need to tell me. I do not believe in UN anymore. She goes, please do not insult. He goes, please do not insult me again. She goes, I did report the terrorists. He goes, okay. Jackson goes, how about me? I will get killed. Miller goes, you'll find out yourself and tell me later that I am right. I don't even know.
Well, this is appropriate. Tom says, welcome to Broken English Theater.
I know, really. If you're just tuning in and you don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Like,
join the club.
We yeah. It's like, what?
The most disjointed bullshit ever.
We're just going through the pages to get some sort of semblance back, so bear with us.
We might be done then. She goes, I exposed them on my blog. Miller goes, I'm killing myself today.
What?
Well, it's
Why?
Good to have a plan.
And Bill O'Reilly's going to write a book about it called Killing Miller. Because he writes those books about killing people.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm killing myself today. They will give you the news. Bye forever. She goes, what is it? You threatened me. Again? So I sent the last one. He goes, they are not idiots.
Well, he's got a point.
She goes, that is the truth. They work. He goes, they work with Target and slowly. She goes, too slowly. And he goes, that will bring great results. Jackson goes, it is their problem. Miller goes, I am sad.
Oh, this is such a disjointed conversation.
I can see why these two might like each other.
They're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Nuts.
I am sad. What is he, a kitten now?
Maybe a kitten would make him feel better, Joe.
Maybe this way, her.
I am sad.
It's
so out of nowhere.
I gotta look through this crap.
I know. I'm so sorry.
This makes no sense.
I know.
You know what? He's looking at this. I don't know what the hell. You know what? I'll write it live on a show minute or two with them. Can figure it out. No, we can't.
No, nope, no. Nope.
Shows you where I am if I'm relying on you two to figure it out.
Well, you're fucked, yeah.
This is really the worst episode of Broken English Theater.
Wow.
We really can't interpret.
Jackson goes, the terrorists will threaten me. Miller goes, now. Jackson goes, maybe. Jackson goes, because I post them in public. They never feel shame. I do what they do. Please do not bother me anymore. UN is stupid. Truth. Fuck off.
Well,
leave me.
Wait, he's talking about killing himself. She's like, don't bother me anymore. Fuck off. It's like, nice.
Now, she's supposedly in love with him, right?
Well, no. She claims no.
Okay.
Others have claimed yes. She claims no. This does not seem like love.
No, not you. I'm going to kill myself. Fuck off.
Yeah. That doesn't sound promising for these two kids to get together.
No.
Maybe the next life, Pip. Maybe the next life. She goes, just leave me. I will shut down my anti-scam site soon. We should be so lucky.
Really?
If you want to work for UN, I will send mail to Melvin. Just reply to me. Can you reply to me now? Yes or no? And then I don't know what he replies. She goes, okay. He goes, yes. Oh, thank God we're bringing fake UN guy back into it. Jackson's going to pull some strings from Miller so he don't kill himself.
She wrote fuck off.
Yeah, really?
This is complete manipulation.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do. She goes, I will send mail to him. Even I insult him. Will he listen to me? Melvin? Even I call him idiot Melvin. Will he listen to me?
Well, you just told me fuck off. I'm still here. You stand a chance.
Yeah, really?
You know what? Idiot Melvin, you told me fuck off four times in the past 10 minutes. I think he could take it.
Yeah.
She goes, he goes, you did what? Oh, my God. She goes, I often call him Idiot Melvin. It's a pet name.
It's like when you call me stupid.
Yeah, same type of a deal.
She said that I often call him Idiot Melvin?
Yeah, could I make that sentence up?
No, because you're allegedly Davin, but, you know.
Allegedly. It's Mr. Alleged Davin. Mr.
Alleged Davin.
Mr. Davin.
Miller goes, plead to him. She goes, I am mad for this scam. He goes, oh, no. Please ask him to forgive you. Okay. She goes, but I sent the truth to him, all about the research. Miller goes, arrested. You two idiots are driving me nuts. Not you two. These two that I'm reading.
That's a nice change of pace.
Miller goes, all. Ann Jackson goes, yes. Wow. Miller goes, Omar. Miller goes, the lady and all. Jackson goes, thanks. Miller goes, you never listen to me.
Jackson, Pip and Joe go, why?
Jackson goes, Jackson goes, some people think I'm a hacker. I cannot hack people. How? I have a normal PC.
It's done by super, you know, radiation spewing.
It's done by Commodore 64, stupid.
Come on.
Well, she proved her point. She can't.
Yeah. Well, just this conversation, that little tennis back and forth. The lady, Omar, yay.
Who's
hurrah!
On first? What's
what?
On second?
I don't know.
Let's just yell shit out. It's like that, an audience member that you, well, you get annoyed.
It's
that
like
just yell something
my show.
Out.
Yeah. But how do they even know what the other one is talking about?
I wish
about?
I could type abortion clinics in here. Jackson goes, how can I hack them? Fuck them. Fucking idiots. I found the big crying group. Can you give me my site? Can you go to my site to read it? Are you there? Please? And then she gives her Facebook cyber anti-scam page on Facebook. He goes, send it now. And then there is a picture. Then Ann Jackson sends a picture of a Jamaican man's Facebook page. I don't know what the connection is, but she's sending this to him.
Is it Omar?
I don't know.
The next page is an owl with the symbol for boron.
Bet you didn't think that chemistry would pay off for you, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, boron reference. Take that, big stars. We got boron references. The yes. moron said boron.
Yeah. So weird.
Everything is tonight.
Yeah, it's almost like somebody just like cut and paste lines that they got out of various emails and like rearranged them and acted like it was a
but
conversation.
But the funny thing is, it's making sense to them.
I know, that's what's killing
you
me.
You know, like, it's gibberish. It's like nobody said what the fuck. You know,
yeah, I know.
It's making sense.
I can't believe people have conversations like this. Two morons debating, right?
Well, I think a smart scammer with a moron.
Yes, yes.
I don't think they're morons. I think that Anne is.
She clearly is.
So she continues. He make money. Please go to my site. Read the big crying group. He goes, do it now. She goes, okay. He goes, okay. He goes, talk later. I'm going there now. He goes, okay. I feel like
don't look at me.
I feel like I can't leave this segment with that because there's nothing there but nonsense and awful.
It was just nonsense. It was bizarre.
So I'll go a little further, even though the time is late.
All right,
we'll continue. Ready?
Yes.
This fucking bitch, Jennifer Green, who's like a daughter to me, Joe.
You beat me to the punch.
This fucking bitch, Jennifer Green, is telling the lies. She said to me that she never scams my money. She eats my money. Over $1,500 US. She said all she needs is $200. Fucking assholes. She's American staying in London. She's never in Scotland because I never asked her to go there. I don't know what logic that is.
Could you, if you get a chance, could you go to Scotland for me?
Yeah.
No, you've never asked me to go there. I wouldn't. I don't know. Stop eating my money.
I'll go to England. I'll get hit by a truck, but yeah, I'm not going to Scotland.
Right.
Really?
No, that's not Joe speaking.
Oh. False hope. She continues, she's a scammer from USA. Of course I do not introduce women in Japan to Green, but that, then the victim who called us, that scammer, blah, blah, blah. Here is the message from Jennifer Green. She is hiding because I cannot pay her for her. Miller, Green, Brown Khan, Eric Bohr, and Sarah Francois.
It's all the same. Sarah Francois?
Francois.
Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
Are hiding because they want money from the victims. This is why I judge them as mafias, and they are. Oh, and this is in... Damn, it's all red, this part, Joe.
Oh, ooh.
Damn it all red.
Damn it all red. This is why I judge them as mafias, and they are. They want money, because they are all scammers. Without money, they will never show up. Duh, that's kind of what they do.
But yeah. but that's what they've been doing. She kind of made a break for you where this whole thing is, you know, what this whole thing is about.
Sometimes the inside voices fight.
I know, but right there, but right there, she's got it.
Yeah, it's
am
like,
I wrong?
No, she
You know what, Joe? I'm sure she'll keep it.
She has
I'm sure she'll keep it. This is the moment it all sinks in.
But I don't know, but am I wrong?
No,
right
no, no.
Here,
it's a
she's
brief,
got it.
It's a brief epiphany. She'll be gone again later.
She named everybody, and they're all scammers. They're not incompetent. They're not mafias. They're scammers.
And without money, they'll never show up. She continues. Shame, shame, shame.
Shame, shame, shame.
Says shame, shame, shame. This girl is 19 who is good at scamming. How ironic. I don't really know if it's irony.
I don't know if it's irony either.
It's not.
She got accidents many times while I sent money to her. She's just clumsy, Joe. She's just a poor girl with bad luck, Joe.
Gotta learn how to cross the street.
Gotta stop wearing that shirt with the target on it.
She's like these damn abuse victims that keep on falling down the stairs.
Mm. Yeah. I walked into a door.
Repeatedly.
Yes.
By the way, send me money. I gotta go to the doctor.
Yeah.
She sent money to her. She lost money twice due to the accident. She is good at lying. Yeah, she is. Then she sends a letter. She shows me a letter from Jennifer Green to her. Dear Mummy.
Hold it. Dear what?
Mummy.
And this is a letter from Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Yeah. But remember...
Yeah,
again,
she called her that before.
Yeah, but Jennifer's supposed to be American. No American calls their mother or alleged mother Mummy unless it's Halloween.
Oh, maybe she thought she walked into a pyramid.
Oh, God, it is late, isn't it?
No, it's Joe. Dear Mummy.
I find that funny. Fuck you
yes,
both.
You
fuck you both. Mafias.
Fuck off my life, okay?
Mafias.
Dear Mummy, I swear that I have money my friend gave to me. It is very much in my hand because I will not do anything that will hurt you, not to help me get a good job and be with you in Japan. run-on sentences, M.O. Oh,
yeah.
My. You are a mother and always have been a mother to
You're
me.
You're a mother!
Signed, Davin to Joe.
And always have been to me.
Signed, Davin to Joe.
I have received $100 from Mr. Brown, because the FBI is just getting involved in sending money to me. It's what they do.
Yep.
Dropping money like it's grandma.
Yeah, right.
The FBI.
All I need is $200 now, Mom. Please, help me. Yours, daughter, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
So then I get IC3 Brown and IC3 Brown and Interpol Eric Bohr agent in Ghana, David Moore. Do not forget to expose him, because he is the one who always takes the money from the victims. I am happy to catch it. I want to expose all of them on every site, because these people like money and they are devils. These people are from USA. Why not send it to your officers if you can help the victims? You never! This is all of the truth. You do not know how to judge the truth and fake. These people are authorities, but mafias. Fuck them up. Why not?
Fuck them up.
They need money and they are waiting for the money from the victims. They never return any fucking money to me.
Yeah, no.
Then she gives me David Moore, who's supposedly an FBI guy who's in Ghana, his email address, which is an Outlook.com. It's agentsdavidmoore@outlook.com.
Of course it is.
It's official. It's for reals, Joe. I don't like that look on your face. Don't doubt.
Well, mommy. Maybe he doesn't want to carry.
I'm sorry.
Maybe he uses that because he doesn't want to carry two devices.
Could be.
I understand this.
She continues, the truth without money, these so-called authorities, FBI, Interpol, will never move on to helping the victims, arrest the criminals. This is the truth. Same as consulting the lawyers. Without paying any fees, they will never help the victims who get scammed and suffer from financial loss. This is not true, by the way. They will help you without money. Not the lawyers, but the authorities will, the real ones.
Yeah.
Not the scamming ones.
No.
They're going to
the real
phone.
Ones. With .gov.
No. You're questioning an expert. No.
Marine daughters have almost died repeatedly. Same as consulting the lawyers without paying any fees. Took me a while to get that one out. I had to formulate it. They will never help the victims who get scammed and suffer from financial loss. They are killing me and destroying my whole life. And this is what I experienced. You can fuck them up. Why not? They are guilty because they
not?
Cheat.
Why not? What else got to do
that? Because they cheat on me, saying the funds would be 100% for sure. I never see any fucking money, only papers, which mean nothing.
Yeah, we saw those papers.
Yes.
Shouldn't bells be going off?
They do, repeatedly. They're called ding-a-lings.
Yeah, but these are the same. I mean, if we're talking about the papers that we saw, she was, oh, no, this is bona fide. This is about gold. This
it's
is
bona fide.
About, yeah, no, and it's like, yeah, no, it's not.
They can create the news they want. So what I see through them, they are mafias doing nothing, and they do not help the victims. You get scammed, and no one can help you but you. Must commit suicide. This is reality.
Chat room, crazy or stupid, please, your thoughts.
Is that the name of our new show? The new game, crazy or stupid.
Crazy or stupid. I
guess that would be like a game that pit you two against each other. Pit would be crazy, you would be stupid.
Wait a minute. No. We take turns.
All right, so then who's who tonight? That's the game.
I don't know. What do you think? How are you feeling, Joe?
Neither, to tell you the truth.
See, that's how stupid and crazy he is. He doesn't even realize.
Yeah, I'm just working on crazy right now.
Okay. It was 2 years ago, a little bit of both.
Don't worry, 2 years when we listen back to these, you'll apologize to us for these shows.
No, I'm very good spirits.
No, that's good.
Well,
tonight's the night.
Glad to have you aboard, Chief.
Thanks for joining the show 3 years later, stupid. Keep on drinking your Sprite Zero and try not to spill.
Oh, Tom's on Blithering Idiot, and Lisa is with Crazy and Stupid.
Those were not choices. She goes, you get scammed and no one can help you, but you must commit suicide. This is reality. I am waiting
I'm sorry. Reread that, please.
You get scammed and no. This is how she feels. You get scammed and no one can help you, but you must commit suicide. She feels hopeless.
Well, she's Japanese. I guess she's going to pay Harry Carey.
You stop me for that joke?
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. Maybe they have a very thing of guilt.
We know.
Right. Well,
I wish you had that same compulsion for guilt.
I'm just adding. Well, if you agree with me,
not to kill himself.
Don't mean
if you
agree with me.
That's where I thought you were going. I'm like,
that's a very serious point where she could feel maybe the honorable thing is to kill herself.
No, I got more pages that say otherwise, Joe.
All right.
She's not very concerned when Miller's going to kill himself. Yeah, fuck off. You'll be fine.
Mm-mm. Yeah, really?
Walk it off.
That's true.
Yeah. She's not compassion. For a mummy, she's not much of a mom.
No.
No. I am waiting for the truth. Miller must kill himself.
Oh, huzzah. I mean, it's just...
He does not. He's alive because he's very good at lying. So is Green. These people are wicked. So fucking wicked. All right. So before, you know, all right, we'll finish up there quickly. So this is in ice cold blue, I guess, Joe. It's in blue. What's the shade?
Ice cold blue. Let's see. Blunt blue.
Blunt blue.
Blunt blue.
Damn it all, red and blunt blue.
Blunt blue.
Like balls. So-called brown cotton. You destroy my real life by using financial laws. You told me you sent the facts to my company, but the truth is that my company, it kind of rhymes, denied it, and they forced me to pay the debts back to them. You destroy
the balls. The absolute gall.
They made me pay them back.
Let me get this straight. You borrowed money from us to pay scammers. All right, give me the money. Get the money.
We're just going to finish with the blue, and then we're going to be done. They forced me to pay the bets back to them. You destroy me and kill me because you want the funds. You said to me that you never did this to me. The truth is that all of you destroy me, but tell me that you are helping me. You are fucking assholes. This so-called Davin... By the way, not a Mr. Davin does not count. I'm not a so-called Davin. I've lost my title.
You're not even allegedly Davin.
I'm a so-called
Davin. So-called Davin.
My mother would be very upset.
So-called, yeah, right.
None of us guessed
this
that.
This so-called Davin said the same thing. He wanted to help the victims. But the truth is that he never helps the victims. This is American ways. Shame on you Americans. And we will leave it there.
Well, you know what? We'll stand proud with that. Shame on you Americans.
Because you're not telling her what she wants to hear.
Right, we've established that. All right, let's. Should we wrap this puppy up? Got to get out of here.
Yeah.
It's been a heck of a show. All right, let's thank some folks, shall we?
Yes.
Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense, perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more, 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Hey, spring's coming. Let's keep those pounds off, right? Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pound cake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for you when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And, of course, if you are a veteran of our great armed forces or a fan of the show, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch. In addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, and anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hopes the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by our pal Davin's Side Sprinting Productions. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visiting their website, portobellonj.com. That is PORTOBELLONJ.com. PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Size Building Productions, you need a comedian, a DJ, a character, a face painter, balloon animals, give us a call. 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, sizebuildingproductions.com. Very quickly, Joe, where will you be?
I will be at Mohegan Sun this Saturday, Mohegan Sun, Uncasville, New Jersey, at the Cabaret Theater. Check that on out. Come on up, do a little gambling, a little drinking, a little laughing, and see me.
This Friday, April 10th, I'll be in Hazlitt, New Jersey at the Red Oak Diner. For tickets, call 732-650-1047, 732-650-1047. That is pretty much the end of the show. We want to thank David Chaffetz for coming in, sharing his story, and fighting the fight against these predators and pedophiles and bringing it to everybody's attention.
Yes.
Next week, we'll be back to fun and games, we promise.
Yes.
Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, you please keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.
Good night.